Ryan Buckingham, Franklin County Emergency Management Director, joining me now. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Lee.
Thanks for getting up early and joining us. I know you've got a lot going on today in Franklin County. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of flooding we've seen there?
So when you dump 11 inches plus of rain on a location, you see flooding pretty much everywhere. The hardest hit location with the most homes that were affected seems to be centered around the southern part of our county in the West Frankfort and rural West Frankfort area. We've seen homes that were, flooded out with water. We've seen basement damage, basement flooding, and damage to a lot of the roadways in the county as well that were affected by flooding.
Okay. Are some of those waters, are things receding now, but you've got a lot of folks that have that damage and need some help. So I know that you've opened a disaster recovery center. Is that the correct term?
Yes, disaster resource center. And a lot of the homes that were affected in the city of West Frankfort, that water has receded, thank goodness, and has been successfully pumped out of the city. A lot of great efforts by our emergency responders. Obviously, we witnessed, actually had a water rescue in the city of West Frankfort where individuals, risked their lives to save somebody who tried to cross a flooded roadway. We've seen a lot of good work from our public works officials and roadway elected officials and volunteers, neighbors helping neighbors. And that brings us to the point where we're at now is those life safety risks that we've seen where people had to be evacuated. That situation has been handled, and now that the water's gone down, there's a lot of work left to do. So we opened what we call a disaster resource center in cooperation with the mayor's office in the city of West Frankfort. So folks, anywhere in Franklin County, if you've been affected by this flood, you can stop by the disaster resource center in West Frankfort at the police and fire department, 201 East Nolan Street. There's organizations in there that are willing to help you in your time of need. Local organizations that can bring resources to you. Just for instance, my office is located in there to take your damage report. We want to know what's been affected in the county. So you can file a damage report with us. You can get assistance with cleanup supplies and other items like that from the American Red Cross. Visit with Bi County Health Department that's there to talk about health concerns. And also the Baptist Disaster Relief Organization can commit manpower and things like that to help you clean up your home. So it's really a great location. It's a one-stop shop, and it'll be operating today from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Again, those hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. This is at 201 East Nolan Street. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the police and fire department. Just
yes.
Walk right in the front lobby, and it's right there.
So if you're not familiar with Nolan Street in West Frankfort, this is very near the corner of Emma Street and St. Louis Street. It's actually on that corner. I've never been sure why that address is as East Nolan Street, but if you need to find it, that's where it is. And as he said, one-stop shopping there for, and this is not just for West Frankfort residents, correct?
That's correct. It's all of Franklin County, yes. And the reason we locate there is West Frankfort had the most residential damage that we can find at this time. So,
now there was a disaster declaration in the county by the county board and county board chairman Randall Crocker earlier in the week. It's probably pretty important for you to hear from anyone who's had damage, even if they are feeling like they don't necessarily need help with that.
Yes, that's correct. You can also call our office. We have a damage assessment report option that you can just call and leave us a message and leave your contact information, and that is at 618-439-4362. So you can leave a damage report via phone. I suspect there's damage out throughout the county, especially with the flash flooding situation that we had.
Right. After, we're talking about the waters receding, residents are cleaning up, you're making these resources available to them all in one place. What's the next step for emergency management after you can kind of take a breath after those life and safety issues are done and you're well into this recovery work? Is there a look back at, what could be done, maybe better next time, or what worked, what didn't work? Do those kinds of things take place now, too?
Sure, yeah. We always take a look once we're past the recovery phase to where we're providing this local assistance. you know, once our operations conclude and we're left with the determination what's going to be the end result, you know, a lot of times we will go, once we get past this phase, and we will submit damage assessment information to the state government to see if there's any other options for folks that have been affected, you know. So our office coordinates a thorough damage assessment. We'll also be assessing the damage monetarily to local government and local government's response, how much money was spent, how much emergency protective measures needed to be completed, and we'll compile that information and send that up to the state. A lot of people ask about state and federal disaster declarations, and really that's why it's so important that you file your report and get your information in, because we use that data to paint the picture of what the disaster brought. Now, I think we've seen before in our region, unfortunately, trying to obtain federal assistance on these type of flood events is very difficult. So we do not anticipate at this time any state or federal assistance monetarily. However, you know, it's our job to advocate for all of our citizens in Southern Illinois, and we're going to paint that picture and see how that goes.